AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's defense minister is meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
It is never acceptable to target civilians. And Ukraine's resilience will help it prevail over Putin's aggression and atrocities. Rustem, your forces remain steadfast. They continue to fend off the Kremlin's assaults and to inflict major losses on Russian invaders.
Ukraine's Air Force commander says U.S. experts are joining a probe into the crash of an F-16 that Ukraine received from the West.
The Air Force chief says that a detailed analysis is already being conducted into why the fighter went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage. He's directed scathing criticism at unconfirmed claims the fighter jet was brought down by a U.S.-made Patriot air defense missile operated by Ukrainian forces. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where they arrived at the end of last month. At least six of the warplanes are believed to have been delivered by European countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Federal Reserve's favored inflation gauge shows price pressures are easing. The Fed is expected to cut interest rates next month. Police in New Jersey say NHL player Johnny Gaudreau and his younger brother were killed, hit by a suspected drunk driver while riding bicycles. The two were in the area for their sister's wedding today in Philadelphia. The Gaudreaus were supposed to be groomsmen. The Maryland Supreme Court ordered a redo of a court hearing that freed Adnan Syed, whose case was the focus of the Serial podcast. Syed was convicted in 2000 of killing his high school ex-girlfriend. A man pleaded guilty to killing Baltimore Tech entrepreneur Pavel LaPere last September in an apparently random attack that shocked the city. Jason Billingsley's trial was supposed to start today. A Dallas police officer died, two other officers wounded by a suspect who was shot and killed by police north of the city after a vehicle chase. This is AP News.
I'm Alex Vega, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street following a U.S. government report showing inflation remained low last month. That keeps the Federal Reserve on track to cut its key interest rate next month for the first time in more than 4 years. The S&P 500 index was up 0.6% in the early going Friday. The Dow was up 0.2%. The NASDAQ was 0.9% higher. Marvell Technology rose 5.7% after the chipmaker's quarterly results hit Wall Street's sales and profit targets. Treasury yields rose slightly in the bond market. Oil prices fell. This is Alex Vega.
Power is out in the capital, Caracas, and several states in Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro's government blamed the outage on electrical sabotage. Following last month's contested presidential election, officials in Venezuela are quick to blame opponents for even minor disruptions. Venezuela's power grid relies heavily on a giant hydroelectric power station. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.